T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Is a commercial-free Tuesday sponsored by your local Hyundai dealer. Chicago's new hit music, B96.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to all my people out there working hard today.
And to everybody that's just being good.
I'm going to keep you connected. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. And it is time for the top six at six.
Let's do it.
Number six.
Number six today is... What part of yesterday do I want to talk about of my own personal story?
When you're with little sweet face.
My little sugar plums.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to talk about her. Let's see. Okay. Yesterday. What did I do yesterday?
Were you in your backyard?
Nah, I tried not to have. It was funny because I was like, Nicole's like, are you going to have any of your boys over? Because basically my boys came over every single day during our vacation. Because I needed to feel like I was on vacation.
I get it.
And I was like, no, babe, that was just vacation. And she's like, your friends come over here all the time.
That's just who you are, you know?
I was like, no, babe, they're not going to be your love. So I was chilling. Okay, I guess the story is that I didn't go to bed till 1 in the morning. There you go.
God.
Number six. Hold on. Let me do that again.
Number six.
I didn't go to bed till 1 in the morning last night.
Why?
I'm tired. I'm so tired. I know we're not supposed to say that on the radio, being a morning show.
It happened.
I'm friggin' tired. It was just a combination of energy and good sleep for the last couple of week. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm like, oh, I'm not that tired. I was like, ugh.
What were you doing until 1 o'clock in the morning is the real question.
Poker.
Oh, there it is. How much did you win?
120 bucks yesterday only.
I don't even bother asking him, how much did you lose or did you lose money?
That's funny,
because like,
actually,
that's not even a thing. Like, Gabe always wins money when he plays poker.
If I'm up to 1 in the morning, know that I'm either chasing money or winning.
Number 5.
Something like
At
that.
At least you are productive. While you were doing that, I was sleeping. But here's the thing. I felt kind of like a lazy ass yesterday, because when you go somewhere and you have your suitcase, how long does it take you usually to unpack that thing?
Oh, 3 months.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. So no. I have it out in my living room right now.
It's been one day.
I know, but I'm usually the person that gets home, sticks everything in the laundry, hangs it up, puts everything away, and then ta-da, back to real life. But right now, that suitcase is spread out in my living room. I've got clothes all over the place on my couch in my kitchen. It looks like a disaster zone. So really, I'm kind of dreading going home today because I got to walk into that mess.
There was actually moments and times where the clothes in my suitcase would stay in there until my next trip.
Did you just like leave them there? Because you're like, oh, I need shorts again. Oh, these are underwear.
Because I got other shorts. I got other t-shirts. I got other underwear. I'm just like,
I'll be okay.
And then what happens, though, is when you finally get that, as you learn, if you leave it in your suitcase long enough, you'll be like, oh, my God, I got a new wardrobe.
Number four.
That's always a good one. Number four is about a specific rally that's happening in Florida. Now, Florida broke the record for the most new COVID cases in one day.
I saw that.
And which is crazy. But so what does Florida do? Well, they hold a pro-mask rally.
Okay.
Excuse me. I said that completely wrong. An anti-mask rally.
What we want to see right now are these police officers to stand down. We want them to stand down right now. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
I did not even play the rest of that. Because that right there sounded like when we say, oh, the internet is saying, you know, internet's going crazy with people saying, blah, fill in the blank. And then I'm like, Nina, it was two people that tweeted that. We cannot say that the internet is. And then right there, I'm like, Florida's holding an anti-mask rally. But look how many people are.
It's wrong.
It's like five people. So I take it back.
Florida, no.
I take it back.
Florida's got a bad rap.
Or maybe, I'm trying to get my words together. Because masks are a sensitive subject, bro.
I don't understand why.
Nina got yelled at for her mask in South Dakota.
Actually, I was super judged when I was in South Dakota for wearing a mask because nobody there wore them. But we were super careful, obviously. But there were just no COVID cases there whatsoever. So they just think the whole thing is fake. Meanwhile, in other parts of the country, you know better.
Yeah, I mean, when the population is like 50 in South Dakota, it's like, I get it. Anyway, the point is, hey, dude, there's other people that are sick. Wear a mask. Why not?
Right.
That's the hashtag. Why not?
That's real.
Russell Westbrook got it too.
I saw that.
That's it. That's all I want to say about that.
Number three.
Okay. Well, since you were talking about Florida, and we do miss Florida Man, this isn't a Florida Man, but it's definitely a dumb criminal. Have you ever been too hungry to drive? Just like, my God, I'm so hungry, I can't even drive. Well, that happened.
It's a first world problem. Gosh, I can't drive my car.
I'm so hungry.
What?
So there was a guy in England that was with his wife who was like, man, I just cannot drive this car. I'm starving. Can you drive? Well, the problem with letting his wife drive the car is that she didn't have insurance or a license. So she drives, and what happens within the first 5 minutes of putting her behind the wheel of the car? She crashes.
Oh, no.
I know. I mean, everybody was okay. Everything was fine. They got sighted, though. But that's what happens. You should teach yourself to have a snack before you get behind the wheels so no problems happen.
Number two.
Speaking of masks, I'm going to stay on that theme here. So there's a new phenomenon, you know, because everybody's wearing masks all the time, and it's called maskne.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
Maskne, where if you're wearing the mask and you don't throw it away, you can get some acne.
The N95 masks are much tighter than the ear loop masks. So pressure is one thing that causes skin problems. There can be allergies from formaldehyde and so forth. And so those kinds of industrial processes that make the mask.
So it's becoming a new thing. A lot of dermatologists are seeing it more often. And listen, I mean, I'm a culprit. I have masks in my car from day one.
Right.
Like, everybody wear a mask. Oh, okay, here it is. Throw it on my seat. It's still there. I probably still use it when I'm in a pinch. But I guess I could see where you'd have some. More you know kind of a thing.
Right.
Just know that you should probably throw away your masks because you can get some pretty bad acne.
And if you do have zits around your chin, you know what it's from.
Number one.
If you have nuts on your wall, what is it called?
Oh, here we go.
Walnuts.
That's not where it was going.
Anyway.
Okay, so I'm going to go into pop culture. I feel like I shouldn't even say this right now, but it's going to happen. So the update on the big story that everyone's been following. Actually, you know what? You know that Naya Rivera's body has been found yesterday. And the big thing is that there was no indication of foul play or suicide. It was a tragic accident. So thoughts and prayers go to her family right now. And just, you know, there are really moving pictures, I think, that were pretty powerful to see of her friends and her family that were holding hands alongside the lake, just, you know, looking out at it. And just
tragedy is terrible.
Allowing that all to sink in that it was real.
You know, especially when you read the stories about how she was just trying to save her son, putting him in the boat as it was going off the street. It's like that right there in itself is just absolutely just devastating. What I will say is this, though, when death happens, this is what I think of, especially with celebrities, because we kind of know their track record. You know what I mean? Like, we know who they've been with. Mm-hmm. So we know Naya Rivera was with Big Sean for a very long time.
Why did I look at his Twitter yesterday?
And I try to think to myself, like, what? And I remember Big Sean hating Naya Rivera for what she did. Hating her. And so I think to myself, you know, in those moments, I'm like, what does Big Sean think? Obviously, he's devastated as well.
Because
you know someone. I mean, Jesus. Even though I'm with my girl, if one of my exes died, I'd be like, oh, wow. That's not. It's heavy. So.
You feel it.
Anyway.
I don't even know why it messes me up because you don't even know the person, but you just hear a young woman, 33 years old. That's sad.
It's definitely sad. So our thoughts and prayers. Just like the most cliche thing to say are with her friends and family.
True.
Hopefully it's true. Hopefully you guys are saying prayers. So my landscaper. Why do I say that? My landscaper. My friend who owns his own company who did me a solid.
Yeah.
So like, let's not make it seem like I got some weekly service coming.
He's got people.
I got a friend that owns a company. They're actually probably out on the road right now. Anyway, so he told me yesterday we're chilling in the backyard and he's like, dude, I love that song. What's it called? Run away like a circuit. I was like, Post Malone. I was like, dude, this song's been out forever, but
that's okay. He
friendly
loves
reminder
it.
That not everybody knows the songs that we play as well as we do.
That's true.
So that was Post Malone with Circles inside a commercial free Tuesday, brought to you by Hyundai. Now, here's the thing, Nina. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about being inside all the time now that you've gone on vacation?
Well, right now I love it, but before that I was losing my mind. Mm-hmm. To be honest.
And it's funny you say that because I knew you were going to say it's like you're losing your mind. Because this little girl threw a tantrum, right?
Oh, she looked like me?
No, she sounded like you. Listen.
Everything in this world has to shut all the way down to nobody has to go anywhere because of their shutdown. The ice cream truck is shut down. We can't go anywhere. Oh. Not even McDonald's, which is my favorite restaurant.
You can pick up McDonald's in the drive-thru.
If you go through the drive-thru, it's just boring because you have to wait for your view to go.
It's boring.
And if you're inside playing on the playground, it wouldn't be boring. And now they have to shut down. Mm-hmm. And it's just not fair because everything that is fun also has to be shut down. And the only thing that is open is nothing.
I mean, we laugh, but is she wrong? I mean, granted,
the only thing that's open is nothing. Didn't you hear what she said? Everything is closed.
It's boring. You can't go through drive-thrus.
McDonald's is only fun when you can play inside. The only thing that's open is nothing. Bro, that is like genius right there.
These kids, they know what's going on.
What's something, Nina, that you think that you wish was open that is not?
I think that, do I wish was open that is not?
Julia, well, as you're thinking, Julia, our afternoon person.
Afternoon, mm-hmm.
She put up a post yesterday. She's like, sometimes you just miss spending $12 on a vodka water.
Yeah, that's real.
Very true.
I was just thinking, I miss like sitting. I know you can sit inside restaurants or whatever, but yeah. I'm not there yet. So even if it's open, I do miss that though. Sitting there and, I miss talking to random people at bars. I really miss doing that. I miss sitting at the bar and talking to random people and learning things about them. That's what I miss.
Usually people go to bars with people that they know so that they can talk to them.
Yeah, but you know, I like to make friends in the bathroom with random girls and strangers. I like to talk to people at bars.
Why are you crying? Why are you crying?
I just think it's fun to talk about things that have nothing to do with your life. You learn about somebody new and you're taking that. You know what? That's what I miss.
You can just, Nina.
God, I'm in my feels now. Nothing is open.
There's the only thing that's open is nothing. You can walk up to random people, you know, and have a conversation.
I just don't feel like it, especially with the masks. And my friend now is calling this thing called mask fishing. So, you know, we'd always be like with dudes that wear sunglasses or hats. 100%. You don't know what they look like. And now when you see people that are wearing masks, you're like, should I even be talking to you?
I saw someone.
That's so shallow. I'm sorry.
On Damon in Chicago at a McDonald's eating ice cream cone in the parking lot. That was my family date.
I love it.
Named my wife, my girl, or my baby. We were eating ice cream. Anyway, the point is, I saw a girl stop and pet this dog from a dude, right? And he had a mask on. She didn't.
Ooh.
And I thought to myself, she's trying to flirt with this dude and has no idea what he looks like. And I thought it was pretty funny. And I thought about that mask.
Mask fishing.
Mask fishing.
That's hilarious. But then again, if I'm the dude and there's some girl without a mask touching my dog, I'm going to be like, you need to go away. What are you doing?
Or you might just be like, can you just pull your mask down just a little bit? And then I'll let you know if you can... Anyway, the one thing I miss, Nina.
What is it? Yeah.
The movie theaters.
Oh, that's a good one.
I miss going and watching a new movie like in the middle of the day.
You used to do that all the time.
Yeah, I do. Speaking of movies, we're going to play TBT next. It is time for TBT right here on B96.
A little throwback trivia.
Thank you. Throwback trivia. Let's see how old school you are. If you know this question right here, Nina.
Okay, let's do it.
In the 2005 movie... Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was the movie.
Okay. First of all, this is why we play this game. That was in 2005.
What?
15 years ago.
Man.
So don't be like, I'm not old school. No. You're old school. You're old.
Don't make everybody feel old.
You saw Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and that was 15 years ago. Just put that in perspective.
Just, you know, your pop culture.
In the 2005 movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Angelina Jolie plays an assassin who is told to kill her husband, who is also an assassin. What Dreamboat actor played alongside Angelina in the film?
877-591-9696. Who was that Dreamboat? If you know, Gabe could sing you a song.
Maybe if you get all three
That's
right.
That's coming
right?
for you.
A TV show, a song, a movie, three questions about those. Get them all right. Play TBT and call us now. It's B96. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
It is time to play TBT, Throwback Trivia. Have you heard this game before?
I think so.
Yeah. Three questions, one about a song, a movie, and a TV show. You get all three right, then you are, in fact, old school. Your first question is about a movie. In the 2005 movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Angelina Jolie plays an assassin who is told to kill her husband, who is also an assassin. What Dreamboat actor played alongside Angelina in the film?
Who is it, Rachel?
Brad Pitt.
There it is. I was just telling Gabe, that's the movie that did it. It broke up Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, and then you know the rest.
The rest is history, like they say. All right, Rachel and Kankakee, let's give you your question about a song. In 2008, this Atlanta rapper belted out the words that are music to Nina's ears. You could have whatever you like.
That's music to everybody's ears, Rachel. Who is that rapper?
I'm singing it in my head.
You know it, Rachel.
You can have whatever you like. Yeah.
I don't know.
The rapper's name is T.I.
Yes.
T.I. There we go. All right, let's see if you can get two right. All right, Rachel.
Okay.
This 2011 MTV teen drama follows a high schooler who was bit by a werewolf. It's a recreation of a movie where Michael J. Fox was the lead character.
What is the name of the show, Rachel?
Teen Wolf.
All right. Wow.
She knew that one without thinking. I knew it and I never saw it.
Okay, Rachel, my brother and my dad, I just remember back in the day, like, they loved that show. And they'd be like, dude, Teen Wolf, I'm telling you, MTV. And I'd be like, are y'all serious? Are you guys serious? MTV Teen Wolf, you guys are in? And my dad, mind you, was in on this. Anyway.
Man, gotta look it up. You need something to watch.
Rachel, where are you on your way to right now?
I'm on my way to Homewood, Illinois at Arbor Center for Eye Care.
Oh.
Are you to work or do you have a checkup?
Nope, I work there. What's... I am a certified ophthalmic assistant.
I love it. What's the worst vision you've ever seen? Because I got LASIK, but my vision was -6.75.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. -20.
Are you?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Are you serious?
It is a thing.
Did they have a dog and a cane with them?
Oh, my God.
B96.
I still don't get that. I got a tricycle. I don't get it. Anyway, Gabe and Nina, B96.
You're joking, right? Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying if I'm joking, you're going to explain it to me?
I was just going to say three wheels. Get it? Menage, Kate. That's how I...
Still don't get it.
Moving forward. Good morning. It's a commercial-free Tuesday.
You're the one that set yourself up for that. You're like, oh, my God, you don't get it? Tell me about it, Nina.
It's a commercial-free Tuesday on B96.
65% of people, guys. 65% of people say they bathe every day.
Okay, good.
Don't you guys think that's low?
Well,
65%? Only 6.5 out of 10 people?
Well, so then what's every other day? If you do more than that, like, what are you doing?
4% of people shower more than once a day.
Okay.
Do you guys shower every day?
I clean
every other day.
I clean myself every day.
Telephone Tony, please do not admit that.
So he's come on, it's
bro.
You. I'm just kidding.
We're in a pandemic right now. you need to take a shower, clean your hands, and all that good stuff. When you do take a shower, eventually, Tony, let me ask you this.
When we got to it. No. Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. When you take a shower, what order do you do these three things in?
Oh, geez.
Do you wash these three things in? Face, body, junk. What order do you, when you eventually take a shower?
If you guys could see Telephone Tone's face right now, he's thinking really hard.
Because no one ever thinks about that.
No, I don't.
What order do you do that in, Telephone Tony?
It was face, body, junk. It was my order would be body, face, then junk.
Body, face, junk. Nina, junk what about ass. You?
Face, body, junk, I guess. Do I have junk?
We got junk in your trunk.
Okay, so face, body, lower body. What are you?
Junk. No,
that's
no, no. We're calling
that's
it
my junk.
Junk.
Face, body, face, junk. Body, if you do it any other way, you're just kind of wild, right? Shouldn't you start from the top and go down?
Well, that's what we're asking. All right, the phone number here is 877-591-9696. 65% of Americans say they take a shower every day. Jeez, I think that's low.
Gabe, do you take a shower every day?
Yeah. Because I work out every day.
I'm just checking.
So right after I work out, I got to take a shower.
I just want to make sure.
I'm not like Telephone Tone. The other day, I am like Telephone Tone, though. I do, when I get in the shower, I'm washing my body first.
Okay.
Then I wash my face. Mm. Then I wash my junk.
I wonder if, like, it's a female thing to wash your face first because we want to get the makeup off. I wonder if that's a thing.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah.
I've taken a shower with a few females in my day.
And that's not what they watch first.
That's not what they watch first.
Oh, okay.
Imagine the experience.
Wild.
I've seen this.
Oh, wild.
All right, listen. The phone number here again is 877-591-9696. We want to talk to the savages that are out there that actually put the junk first.
Yeah. Do you really? Is there somebody that does?
Of course there is. There's got to be somebody out there that cleans the junk first just to make sure that it's clean out the way. Then they wash their hands and then they wash the rest of their
body.
You just
get in. You're like, I got to get the dirtiest thing first.
I mean, I just think, because I'm trying to think, why don't I wash my face first? And I think, I don't know. I just know, I always know it's like arms and then like chest and then it's legs. And then I get close to the junk, but not all the way there.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to touch it. Yeah, I got to wash my face still.
And then
I wash my face. And then.
This is really thought out.
You know
procedure.
What I just thought about? You know what I just thought about right now?
What?
I've actually changed it up in the last couple of months. Now that I'm thinking about it.
What was it
I
before?
Do face. It was face. Or excuse me. It was body, face, junk. That was my whole life. But now I'm thinking about it. Now, because I use my girl. Because I live with a girl now.
Yeah.
And she has this really cool face wash.
So you start.
No. So I go body. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't think about it. I go body, junk, and then because I have a loofah thing.
So you're the one.
I'm going to put my loofah on my face. No, so I go body, junk, and then face at the end. Oh my God, I just realized that. Yeah.
You do your junk before. 877-591-9696.
Because it's a different. I'm using the loofah for my body, and I'm using my hands to wash my face.
Now you're defending it, but yeah, I get it. I see the logic.
You're the one that's like, do I even have junk? What you're cleaning. All right, put them in order for us, all right? Face, body, junk. When you take a shower, what order do you do it in? 877-591-9696. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. And the question we're asking you is to put it in order. When you take a shower, 65% of Americans take a shower every day, which is low. I think that's so low.
I mean, at least it's more than half.
I guess so.
I don't know, a positive spin.
We're asking you to put it in order. What order do you take a shower in, Lexi and Bridgeview? Face, body, junk. What order do you do it in?
I do body, junk, and then I get out of the shower and wash your face. You're supposed to wash your face not in the shower. It's supposed to be hit
really?
With cold water. Your pores, it closes
okay.
them.
Okay.
Now, I have heard that.
That's what I said, guys. I changed mine up at the last minute. Body, junk, I don't step out the shower, but then I do that.
That's just different. I always get a little thrown off just if you're doing your junk before your face. I just am like, what?
No, you get out of the shower and wash your face in the sink with some cold water and it gets your face. Like,
but Lex, Nina's saying, but your hands have touched your junk and now you're putting your hands on your face. That's what she's trying to say.
I would hope you'd wash your hands.
Nina.
Lexi's like, but do you see my complexion? Does it really matter? Right, Lexi, right?
No, I got you.
Thanks for the call, Lexi. I appreciate it. Let's see. Jenny in New Lenox. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So which one of us are you like? What order do you take a bath in or shower, I should say?
I definitely do my face last and my body first, junk, and then face. But I actually do my face and I rinse my hair because I leave my conditioner in for so long.
Smart.
Yeah.
I do my face last and then I rinse my hair. And everything's like in cold water.
What Jenny's trying to say is that her hands get clean before she touches her face.
Right, because she gets it all in her hair before she puts it on her face.
Exactly.
There's an explanation there. I hear you, Jenny. This is interesting to me. I never would have put that together. My mind's kind of blown right
Nina's
now.
Nina's like, I thought everyone
you?
In the world
washed
your junk.
Your junk lasts.
So funny.
That's what I learned.
Well, I mean, no, Nina. Some people are just. Jenny, thanks for the call.
You know, out there.
So, Nina, once again, your order is
face, body, junk.
Face, you come in, get in the shower, boom, 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 clean the face.
You work head to toe, you know? That makes sense to me. Top to bottom, right?
I guess.
Logic.
I know when, like, you do your hair, sometimes if you put conditioner in it and then you get it out, then, like, the conditioner gets on your body and then you're all, kind of soapy, so you got to wash your body again.
Yeah, but then it's just, like, you rinse it. Plus, there's different layers. You got the exfoliant, so your skin is silky smooth. You know what I'm saying, Casey?
Case.
Oh, Case, I'm sorry. Case and Schaumburg, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Did you take a shower this morning, Case?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
In what order did you clean yourself? Face, body, junk. What order?
So, I don't have hair to shampoo, so I'm washing the face, body, and the head all at once. and then the junk.
Oh, okay.
Face, body, and head all at once.
So I'm just like picturing this like, he takes his hand and just like rubs it all real quick. And then pause.
I just picture Kay's like spinning.
Get it in and getting it done.
Right, spinning around in the shower like, wee. Just taking everything.
That was like a 3-minute shower, Case.
Case, I like it though, man. But the point is, you agree with Nina, junk at the very end. There's no reason to do the junk first.
No.
Right?
Okay. I mean, I get it. I mean, thanks for the call, Case.
You don't even need an explanation. It's just like, yeah.
I mean, but again, I said I clean the junk before the face.
I know. You surprised me with that one.
But it's because...
I get it. He's got fancy face wash. He wants to take his time with it now.
I guess I should have cleaned my face first. Shouldn't I? Wait, why is my face itchy? Wait. Wake up, boys, next, guys. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. It is a commercial-free Tuesday. And it's time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes and a baby update, all right?
Hit it.
Nina.
Yeah.
Did you hear that the man who invented Velcro died?
What?
RIP.
No.
That's so wrong. Damn it, man. I love these dad jokes.
Oh, my God.
All right. So the baby daddy check-in is a very simple one today. My little baby could sing.
What?
My little baby can sing. I'm telling you right now, I came up with this stupid song because that's what you do when you're a dad.
How's it go?
And I was like, W-H-I-T-N-E-Y. W-H-I-T-N-E-Y. And then every time I do that to her, she just goes, I'm just like, are you doing Gregorian chants right now?
Working on her vibrato.
Just like, but it's the cutest thing. I don't know why. It's just when you're a parent, everything's cute. You know, when you're talking to a little kid. So.
Oh my God! But you look at her and you're like, oh my God, I could be a stage dad. Oh my gosh.
No, Nina, I am not trying to prostitute my daughter.
Oh my gosh! If you have
to be a singer, I'm not trying
talent.
To be a momager.
Yeah, man, her college will be paid for.
I was just talking about the cuteness of her singing.
She's
I'm not trying to make money out of it.
She's so cute.
All right, second dad joke.
She's giving commercials.
So it was crazy yesterday when I was on about, someone threw a giant bottle of omega-3 pills at me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine. I only suffered superficial oil injuries. Someone threw a giant bottle of omega-3 pills at me. I'm fine. I only suffered superficial injuries.
You didn't hear it the first time.
God, I am like, I am turning red. Sometimes when you say these jokes, you're just like, gosh, these are so stupid, but they're so funny. All right, 877-591-9696. We're going to be playing Wake Up Wars next, and we're still looking for our male contestant. All right, so fellas, I know you're on the road right now. If you want to represent for all the guys in the Chicagoland area, call us up right now so we can play Wake Up Wars. 877-591-9696.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
This time, it's war.
We're ready to kick this off right now. Bring on Liz from Bolingbrook to Wake Up Wars. Good morning. Oh, no, we lost Liz.
Oh, no, Liz.
Liz.
Matt. Matt, you there?
I'm here.
All right, do me a second. Hang on, all right?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Liz better call back real fast.
It breaks my heart. All right. Well, guys, sometimes we're in live radio, and that's what ends up happening.
Live is live.
Oh, there she goes. Right.
Is Liz back?
Yeah, she's back.
Okay, good. That was quick dialing.
All right, Matt, where are you headed to right now?
I'm headed to work.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I work on trains.
Okay.
Liz, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, we got you back. Liz, here's some good news.
Yeah, I've lost connection.
It's okay, we're good now. Because the ladies won yesterday. You get to decide if you would like to go first or if you want to let Matt go.
I'll let Matt go.
There we go.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second, Liz in Bowling Brook. Matt, we got to get this victory, bro.
All right.
Fellas lost yesterday. So we're trying to... Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that.
I like the confidence.
All right, you're going to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, then your Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right wins. Make sure you play along in your car, guys. First question. Most foundations, moisturizers, and even powders have added this three-letter protector to their products to keep skin safe when we go outside. What are those three letters?
SOS.
Ooh. So close. All right. Question number two, Matt. Yesterday, we found out that there are 11 soccer players allowed on the pitch at one time. How many baseball players are allowed on the field at one time?
Nine.
That was good. I had to start counting in my head. Well, you got the catcher. You got, okay, anyway.
Last but not least, your Chicagoland question, Matt. This college, located in downtown Chicago, is a private institution that specializes in arts and media. It's also the name of a Latin American country. What's the name of the college, Matt?
Loyola? I don't know.
You took a guess, though. That's all that counts.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, Matt, hang on 1 second. One isn't terrible. Yesterday, she won with one question.
She did.
So we'll see what happens.
So, Liz, you heard it. Gabe said Matt got one question correct, which means we do have a little bit of an opening. Here comes your female-centered question. Most foundations, moisturizers, and even powders have added this three-letter protector to their products to keep our skin safe when we go outside. What are those three letters?
SPF.
Your mail center question. Yesterday, we found out that there are 11 soccer players allowed on the pitch at one time. How many players are allowed on the field for a baseball team at one time?
10?
That's a good guess, though. Definitely a good guess. All right, here's your Chicagoland question, Liz. This college, located in downtown Chicago, is a private institution that specializes in arts and media. It's also the name of a Latin American country. What's the name of the college? So dramatic.
It is Columbia University.
Yeah, it is, Liz. Great job, girl.
That rhymes. Oh, yeah, it is, Liz.
I know. I wanted to keep chanting it.
Damn, it is, Liz. Hey, Matt. Woo. Welcome back.
My Colombian family.
There it is. You knew that was coming.
Matt and Stager. Elizabeth got the victory today. She pulled out.
I love the enthusiasm. There it is.
All right, the answers to the questions.
Okay, the first one, it's SPF.
SPF, Matt.
SPF is the three letters.
Question number two, there are nine baseball players allowed on the field at one time. Nine.
You were really close, Liz. It's okay. And then the college, Matt, it's Columbia College.
I'm not sure if I've ever heard of a Latin country called Loyola. Loyola.
Loyola. I appreciate the guesses.
Guys, thank you.
Trying to be fast.
No, I hear you. Hey, it's harder when it's live
it's
in the car.
So much harder.
Hey, Matt, Elizabeth, thank you guys so much for playing today and choosing us to listen to on your way to work, all right?
Thanks. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Have a great day, guys. It's a great day. Ladies' victory. It's a great day.
I told you.
The second half of the summer, I told you things are going to turn around. The guys killed us, guys. Well, that didn't work out, but you know what I'm saying. It's a good day. I got excited.
What's coming up next, Nina?
What's coming up next? Let me tell you.
She's like, I'm done talking about wake-up boards and me losing. I feel like I'm over that right now.
What we're going to be talking about next is your friend. Your friend and this potential dog that he's trying to get.
Oh, I can't wait to get him on the phone right now. My friend's girl wants a dog, and he has this statement for her. He's declared this statement, and I can't tell you. Can't wait to tell you what it is. Coming up in 6 minutes to 7:21 on B96. I wish they could sell that as a candy.
I love that
song. Harry Styles would come up with a candy called watermelon sugar.
You want a candy? I want a cocktail. Watermelon sugar.
Oh, that's a good one. You know they got watermelon beer.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. I feel like when you take something that I love and then you put some alcohol in it, that's not necessarily my favorite because you're ruining something that I love.
Oh my gosh, I think watermelon beer is so refreshing.
Just like a screwdriver, orange juice and vodka. I love orange juice. And now I feel like you're throwing off the taste of it by putting, anyway.
What about your mimosas? He's like, light on the OJ, please.
I do, right? You see that? I just put a splash of OJ to drown out some of the alcohol flavor. It's different. It's Gabe and Nina. I'm B96. And listen, we're talking to our dog owners today.
Yes.
Because it's something that my friend and I were having a conversation about last week during our vacation where we're going to try to get him on the phone in a second. My boy James.
Put him in the hot seat.
He was telling me that he's like, I told Nina, I go, his quote when he comes on the radio is going to be, guys, She either wants a dog or a baby, and I don't want either.
And my money is on he's going to end up with both.
So
I'll put money on that.
He's leaning towards the dog.
Okay.
Actually, Pito and I were going to have a bet about him. We actually, in front of him, it was me, my friend Pito, and James. And me and Pito are trying to make a wager on whether or not he's going to have a baby in front of his face. I'm like, dude, of course he's going to have a baby. His girl's going to lean on him, and he's going to get one eventually. And Pito's like, nah, Papa, I don't think he's going to have. And then James is like, guys, I'm right here. It was hilarious.
It's how it works, though.
But what he ended up saying was, and this is the part that we're going to be talking about, he's like, look, she wants this dog, and I'm going to tell her, hey, you can have this dog, but I want to make it very clear that I am not taking care of this dog. I'm not going to walk the dog. Not going to feed the dog. I don't want anything to do with this dog. You can have the dog. I don't mind you having a dog. Bring it into our house. But I want to make it very clear that I am going to do absolutely nothing for this dog.
And that's cute. That's cute that he's going to try to put a hard line in the sand. Oh. I just don't think that it's realistic. I think what's going to happen is she's going to get the dog. He's going to see these sweet little puppy eyes, and the dog's going to be crying, or the dog needs to go to the bathroom, and she's not around. And he's going to end up... Oh, I would honestly put money on the fact that they get this dog, he's going to end up caring for this dog.
And that's what we wanted to talk to you guys about. Like I said, we're going to have my friend James on in just a little bit. But do you think my friend's going to end up doing some work for this dog? Do you really think that... even though he's going to declare this statement that ultimately he will end up having to take care of this dog. Have you been in this situation? 877-591-9696 is the number. So if you're a dog owner, if you've been in this space, we want to hear from you.
Oh, you know we're talking to you right now. You're sitting in your car and you're like, yeah, I swore I was never going to take care of the dog, but who's your best friend? Who's your best friend now?
See, I get the angle that you're talking about, Nina, where you're like, the dog's going to be too cute. It's going to be irresistible. But I just feel like when you make a bold statement like that, it's because you genuinely do not want anything to do with this dog.
But I also think instincts kick in, right? Like, are you a good person? Are you going to let an animal cry? No. James is not a jerk. So he's going to try to be a tough guy.
No, he's going to roll over and go like this. Hey, babe, you got to let out your dog.
877-591-9696.
Hey, babe. Your dog's hungry.
It might do it the first couple times.
All right.
Watch.
Again, the question is, do you think my friend James is going to end up doing some kind of work with this dog or having to take care of this dog, even though he's going to make the statement that he wants nothing to do with it? All right, we'll take your calls and then try to get James on the phone in just a little bit. We'll talk to you next. It's B96.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Lori, thank you.
Oh,
welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lori. So after hearing the situation, do you think that Gabe's friend's going to end up taking care of this dog?
Absolutely. 150%. Absolutely.
Why? Why do you say that, Lori?
I think that he's going to see the dog come out of the box or out of the hatchback of the car. And that's just some dogs like men. And I think it's just going to be that type of role where... he sees the puppy dog eyes, and the rest is history, and that dog does not want to leave the guy's side at all.
Lori, I don't know. I think about the situation. As you guys are explaining this, Nina, you and Lori, I'm like, it's not a baby. This is not some baby that the stork is bringing in. And then he's like, oh my God, these eyes and this face. It's a dog.
It is a fur baby. Let's be clear. And when that little fur baby starts getting attached, there's no way he's going to just kick him and say, go find your mom. You know?
Of course he is, because that's the statement that he's making before they buy the dog. He's like, yo, listen to me. Make this very clear. I am not taking care of this dog no matter what.
And that's why I think it's funny. It's a cute statement. Okay. It's not going to happen.
Lori, thanks so much.
It is.
It's not going to happen, Lori. Or maybe it is.
Lori and I will talk after it does.
That's what we're asking you guys. 877-591-9696. My friend is going to tell this girl, you can have the dog if you want, but just make it very clear, I am not going to be taking care of this dog.
Mm.
Antonia and Oaklawn, do you think my friend at some point is going to be taking care of this dog?
Yes, he is.
See?
What is going on here? Does a man's words mean nothing?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because that was exactly how my mom was. So my little sister, you're going to do everything. And my mom played it hard. And now she's the one that takes care of
Antonia, let me ask you this. Who bought the dog? Your mom?
No, they gave it to her as a gift.
Okay. Well, your mom ended up getting the dog. That's my point. That's different. That's apples to oranges. If a mom brings it home, the little girl can't do anything. Since if she doesn't take care of it, the dog's going to die. The mom got to take care of it. It's different.
But see, this is how you teach responsibility, though. And the mom was really originally just going to put it on. Listen, you got a little puppy running around. You want to pet it.
If James says
that he doesn't want to take care of it, you can't touch this cute little thing. You can't love on this cute little thing. And you're going to suffer for it.
And James is like, James is going to be like, all this damn hair, everything. Katie on the west side, good morning.
Good morning. Okay. How are you?
Is my friend going to be taking care of this dog at some point?
I'm so sorry, but yes.
What is going on here?
I'm saying he was the same way he swore. He said he hates dogs. He'll never take care of a dog. He didn't even choose it. He didn't even say, go ahead, go buy it. I already had one when he met me. And even today, he still says he hates dogs. He'll never take care of one. But he still takes care of her every single day. So lie to everybody else, but
you know, Katie, I think he's okay. Like, I do understand the fact that Katie, your man loves you, so he's like, I told you I wouldn't do anything, but you know what? I love you, and I don't want you going out at 4 a.m. to go walk the dog. Fine, I'll do it.
Wait, Katie, do you ever catch him in those moments, like when you're not in the room, and he's like, "Oh, who's a good girl?" Scratching the ears. Oh, daddy loves you.
Yeah, I'll come out and they're snuggling on the couch.
Okay. I don't know if James is a snuggler, but all right, I'm going to call him again. This boy needs to wake up because I want to hear him say she wants a dog or a baby and I don't want either.
He's getting both.
But you can't say I'm never going to take care of this baby if it comes into this world.
No.
But you can say that about a dog, all right? 877-591-9696. Will my friend be taking care of this dog at some point? Call us now. It's B96. Well, apparently it's going to be raining cats and dogs.
Yeah, just dogs in this case.
Gabby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Okay, so what do you think about my friend in this situation?
He's going to take care of the
what
dog.
What is going on? There's not one person. There's not even one person that is like, oh, yeah, he's going to stick to his guns.
Because nobody does, Gabby. This happened with you and your husband, right?
Yes. We got a dog 4 years ago. I told him I wanted a dog. He said he wasn't going to take care of it.
Sounds familiar.
I was going to do everything. Ends up, not even a week later, he's walking the dog, taking the dog out for...
Let me ask you this, Gabby, because I think this is very important. Did he do it because he loved the dog or because he loved you?
He started liking the dog.
Yeah, what are those moments, Gabby, when you just catch him with that dog? He thinks nobody's watching.
His puppy kisses me. On the couch.
That's like the go-to. Yeah. Everybody's like, I walked in and they were on the couch cuddly. Like,
Gabby,
thanks for the call. I just, if you're just joining the show, my friend said his girl wants a dog or a kid. He doesn't want her to have either. And he said that if she gets a dog, he's going to tell her, hey, listen, this dog is yours. It's your responsibility. But we've been asking you guys, do you feel as though he's going to take on some responsibility? I am so shocked that not one person has said that he's not going to take care of the dog.
I mean, Joe, let's hear from a guy right now. Joe, will he take care of the dog?
Yeah, Gabe, sorry, buddy. He's going to end up taking care of him. But wait, I don't think it's because the dog's cute or whatever. So my wife and kids have a dog, and I was very adamant that they want the dog. But what happens is you're home alone with the dog. The dog has to go out. The dog needs water. The dog's tearing something up. Or you just let the dog sit there? No. So by default, you end up having to take care of the dog. And for some reason, our dog thinks I'm the greatest thing in the world. So I lay down on the couch. The dog.
Here we go with the couch again.
See, Joe? For some reason, he thinks that, but it's probably because there's a part of you that loves him, too. Dogs know who likes them and who doesn't.
Joe, I was going to suggest maybe if the dog got to pee or poop, you just let it happen in the house. And then when your wife comes home, you could just be like, honey, in the kitchen, there's a surprise waiting for you. No.
You have to fix that floor once it gets messed up.
Oh, because then you got to fix the floor.
That is the way to stand your ground, though. That is the way to stand your ground. If you're really going to be that person, that's how to do it. You're not going to like it very much.
You know, I got to be honest, guys. This is making me realize that I should never utter these words to my girl.
Oh, no.
Because she's all about a dog right now. And I'm like, I'm never taking care of that dog if you bring it in the house. I won't touch it. I won't feed it.
Oh, my God. Gabe,
No. Next thing you know, I'm on a couch with a dog.
He's got pictures. The cutest couch dog ever.
Gabe and Nina. And here to talk about himself and what he should be doing, we got my friend James on the phone. Good morning, James.
Hi, James.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay.
Oh, James.
So now, James, I got to tell you what everybody's been saying. I know you've been sleeping in your bed dreaming about dogs.
Mm-hmm. But, which is how I wanted to wake up, though.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Everybody said, James, that despite your statement that no, that you will not watch this dog, that you are, in fact, 100% going to be taking care of this dog at some point. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, probably, absolutely. That's just how things work here.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
Realistically.
What did I tell you?
Wait. We had a big argument in my backyard about how you were adamant about not taking care of this damn dog ever. And I'm over here trying to defend you on the radio. I'm like, oh, no, my boy James, uh-uh. He's putting
even this Facebook down. Knows I'm lying, man. It's like all the advertisements this week have been about like collars and dogs and food. I had one for dog shoes yesterday. I was like, man,
it's
I got popped by Facebook now.
Dog
it's a
shoes?
Sign.
Okay.
Dog shoes.
Okay. I told everybody that it was either a dog or a baby.
Ooh. Yeah. No. Okay, so that argument doesn't extend to that other one. I can't.
Guys, did you hold that way, James? Did you see what I did there, guys? I'm so mean. I just left dead air. I was like, and about the baby or the dog. Tick, tick, tick.
What do you gotta say about that one?
That's a big jump, man. That's like a
James.
There's no longer a hop and a skip. That's
it's a jump.
Bus ride.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to be on that bus. If I was a betting woman, you're going to have both by next year. Ooh.
Let's set up a calendar date and check back in.
We'll do this topic next week.
Yeah.
All right, James. Well, listen, I thought you were going to stick to your guns. Apparently, everybody knows that more about my friend than I do.
No, it's just that, you know, most dudes are just suckers when it comes to cute things.
What they said, James, is that you're going to be on a couch cuddling with the dog eventually.
That's your future.
Oh, man. Someone had a crystal ball and saw that. I'm going to agree with that one. All right, James. About the kid, though.
All right, brother. I love you. I'll talk to you later. Gosh, I had no idea. I genuinely thought he was not going to be taking care of this dog.
He wants it. You can hear it in
his voice. Gabe and Nina, B96 inside of Commercial Free Tuesday. Now, there are new rules in our world.
Yeah, there are.
It's kind of crazy. Lots of them. Now, there's one actual bar in the UK that is implementing some even newer rules when it comes to social distancing and mask wearing and such.
What else can you add to it? I felt like it's
simple. I'm so glad you asked that, Nina. They've added an electric fence.
Stop it. How?
They did an electric. So, you know, they don't want people getting close to each other. So, they put an electric fence.
So, if you cross over the line, yes. You get buzzed?
Yes.
Like, not
stay
that
in your
kind
space.
Wow.
Stay in your space or you will catch a buzz.
Man, there are some times in my life I wish I had a little electric fence around me. That's funny.
Nina, why? Why would you want that?
Because I just like my bubble, especially when you stand in line and stuff. I don't need
You just said the one thing you miss about the quarantine is talking to other people. You just said this.
I miss talking to people. I don't
miss
sitting.
And now you
want
to be in your bubble? I'm confused.
Okay. I can talk to you and not have you sitting on my lap or touching me at that moment. If it's uninvited, that's not what I want. Okay.
Well, listen, there's this one girl, Nina, mm-hmm. this little girl, who I think she kind of sums up like how everybody's feeling right now.
Right.
It's kind of hilarious. She says that the only thing that's open right now, just wait.
Everything in this world has to shut all the way down. Nobody has to go anywhere because of their shutdown. The ice cream truck is shut down.
The ice cream truck is shut down, Nina.
We can't go anywhere.
That sounds like Nina. I feel like,
is that what I said?
We can't go anywhere.
And then I cried.
McDonald's, which is my favorite restaurant.
Can't go to McDonald's.
You can pick up McDonald's in the drive-thru.
If you go through the drive-thru, it's just boring. You have to wait for your view to come.
If you're playing in the playground at McDonald's, she's right. Look, she's spitting facts right now.
She is my spirit animal. See, she misses meeting random people on the playground. Just
and
like I miss them in the bar.
Have to shut down. And it's just not fair because everything that is fun also has to be shut down.
Okay. It's not fair.
Spirit
everything
animal.
Everything that's fun also has to be shut down. And this is the greatest statement that the little girl can make.
And the only thing that is open is nothing.
I mean, we laugh at this poor girl. That's what she feels in her soul.
Guys, the only thing that's open
is nothing
at all. Oh, man. Can you imagine a moment where everything is back to normal?
No.
Here, do that right now while you listen to this song. Just take a moment and say to yourself, oh, my gosh, everything is back to normal?
It's a new normal, guys.
Oh. Hey.
Dave and Nina on B96. We're having a little concert in here, singing and dancing.
True. And speaking of concerts, I have a very important question I want to ask the both of you. We got telephone tone in the studio. Yes. Okay. Telephone tone will go to you because I know the answer for Nina. Who's your favorite artist? Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, Travis Scott's your favorite artist. So I know the answer to that too. All right, let me ask you this. Telephone tone.
Sure.
We're in this pandemic. Mm-hmm. Social distancing is required. People are weary about being in group places with more than 50 people. If Travis Scott, today is July 14th.
Okay.
If Travis Scott had a concert the first week of December. Okay. First week of December.
Okay.
And tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Are you buying tickets to the concert?
I can't.
Yeah, right? It's hard.
I can't.
It's your favorite artist, though. It's Travis Scott.
I know. He's a great performer. I've seen
Kylie might be there. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Well,
right,
yeah, that's Baby Daddy. Yeah.
Nah, I can't go. It's too soon. It's too soon.
Okay, Nina, you said yours was Ariana Grande.
Right now, I'm loving Ariana Grande right now.
So if Ariana Grande had a concert, today is July 14th.
Yeah.
If Ariana Grande had a concert the first week of December, let's go with Bieber.
Because you know I love
Exactly. And Bieber's just more of a superstar, and he might never come back to Chicago.
I love Justin.
Justin Bieber is performing first week of December. Today is July 14th.
I know.
Mm-mm. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m., Nina. Mm-mm. Are you buying tickets?
No, but I might do a drive-by at his hotel. Or I might drive by the tour buses or something like that.
Potential suitors are listening.
Hey, listen, if I think you're cute, you might get lucky, and I might drive by your house, too.
Are the lights on? Are the lights on? What is he doing?
Shh, duck.
Right. Okay, listen, I want to ask you guys this very same question because I think it's important in this environment that we're in right now, right? Yeah. In the middle of COVID and everything. Because December is still ways away. People are doing... They're being creative and innovative and trying to create spaces with like drive-ins and so on and so forth.
Which would be cool if they did that.
Right. So my question to you is this. If your favorite artist of all time, so call in too and tell us who your favorite artist is. But if your favorite artist had a concert first week of December, today is July 14th, and the tickets went on sale at 10 a.m. today, are you going to buy tickets to that concert of your favorite artist?
It's a series. 877-591-9696.
Nina says no. Telephone Tone says no. I'll tell you when we come back.
Yeah, who is that person?
Your favorite artist, December 1st. Are you buying tickets? Call us now. Gabe and Nina on B96. Listen, if the Black Eyed Peas were performing in December, I wouldn't buy a ticket. Now, what I would say is this. Jennifer in Oak Park. I was saying my person would be Bad Bunny.
Okay.
So if Bad Bunny had a concert the first week of December and tickets went on sale today at 10 a.m., would I buy a ticket to go see Bad Bunny?
Right.
I wouldn't. I would just watch Snapchat.
Yeah, it's like you're watching
everybody
anyway.
Gotta do that. All right, Jennifer, who's your person? Beyonce, right? That's who it is?
Beyonce, yes.
Okay, so Jennifer, if Beyonce had a concert first week of December, today's July 14th, tickets went on sale at 10 a.m., would you buy tickets?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's going to stop her. Okay.
No question.
Even if it's an inside venue?
Inside, outside, I don't care.
The beehive is going to show up no matter where, Nina.
I guess so. Is it because you love
Most
Beyonce?
Definitely.
Is it really because you love Beyonce that much, or you're just kind of like, you're okay with everything right now anyway?
No, I love her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the call, Jennifer. See, that's my thing,
Nina.
That's the point. That's why I said it has to be your favorite artist because it got to be somebody that's going to actually bring you out. Danielle in Barrington. All right, who's your favorite artist?
Oh, close. Inverness. But yeah, JoJo.
JoJo. Okay, now this is actually funny because my girl Nicole loves JoJo as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Danielle, first week of December.
Amazing.
She's having a concert at Lincoln Hall, just like she did last year. And would you be buying tickets?
Yes.
Really?
Wow. Man, when you love somebody much, I get it.
Well, I'll tell you, this is why, though. She did disappear, and nobody knew why she disappeared. And then, like, the fact that she was dealing with crazy legal stuff. She was basically doing what Taylor Swift has done, but, like, without all, like, everybody knowing about it. So I truly thought she became, like, an accountant or something. Or got married. I had no idea.
That's good.
So the concert would be like, thank God you're not an accountant, JoJo.
She sounds like a super fan, though.
Big time.
That's what it is. All right, I'm going to bring actually a good friend of mine on the show. We actually went to high school together. My boy, Lou Baker. Good morning, Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Yo, what's going on?
All right, so Lou is actually one of the premier promoters in the city of Chicago. He has a lot of exclusive events happening in the city. And it's funny because, you know, we follow each other on social media, and I saw that he's throwing events again, right? Okay. Right, Lou?
Yeah.
So, what? First of all, because I'm gonna explain to the audience what that looks like now in a COVID environment. But first and foremost, because I'm sure it had to have been, like, tricky to bring your people together and be like, all right, y'all, like, when are we going to do? Yeah, like,
yeah.
How did that conversation happen where you guys decided, like, okay, now it's time to put something out for the people?
Yeah, so the way it worked is, you know, once it got to, like, phase three, and Lori Lightfoot kind of started opening up the outdoor venues, we gave it a little time, probably like about a month or so before we even thought about trying to do another event or do an event at all. And so, you know what I mean? We just reached out to the owner to see, like, what was the new restrictions on, you right. know, what you had to do. And so with the phase three, it was mostly all outdoor venues. You know what I mean? It's all the tables
right.
have to be like 6 feet apart. You have to wear a mask. And then once you're at your table, you're able to, you know, you can take your mask off, but you can't walk around with it.
Let me ask you this, Luke, because I saw your post where it's like tables only, right?
Yeah.
So does bottle service come with Lysol or like some wipes too?
Instead of a sparkler, she's spraying Lysol.
Lysol in the air. I feel like I would be safe in that situation.
It is kind of weird though, just seeing like the servers and waitresses that come around in masks and gloves. You know what I mean? It's just a different type of environment right now. But I guess, you know what I mean, you got to do what you got to do to be safe.
What's the vibe like when you're like going in the club? I mean, how many weeks now have you guys been doing this on Wednesdays?
Well, so this is only the second time. So we're doing it at different venues. The first time we did it at a venue in River North. And then this Wednesday we're doing it at Persona. But, you know, we try to do different venues, you know, just venues that might have like an outdoor patio, because there's a difference between what you could do on the inside and what you could do on the outside. So if you have an outdoor patio, you could have, I think it's up to like 100 people.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, how big the venue is. And then inside, you only to have 25% of your capacity, which is most spots that I know of downtown is probably like about 50 people.
Right. So do you have to like reserve like tickets or something now? Because you can't have a line around the door with people trying to get into clubs anymore, can you?
Yeah, no, so yeah, so it's not, you can, there's no walk-ups, no bar sales and things like that. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
No walk-ups, no bar sales, like tables only. This is the only way you can get in. That's crazy. All right, and before I let you get out of here, Lou, again, I'm on the phone. This is my boy, Lou Baker of the Splash Brothers. They do a lot of promotions around the city with a lot of good people. What, how long? Give me a month before you think things will be back to normal, where people feel comfortable to go out. Because obviously there's going to be a slow roll out. But how, give me a month.
Yeah. You mean like, just like right back to like clubbing, like party wise?
No, because I think we're going to be in this space for a while. But like obviously in the first week, it wasn't a bunch of people because people were feeling weird. And then I'm sure like by month, week 4, 5, 6, it's going to get better. But give me a month where you feel like it'll be popping again.
Yeah, I think so. So like we're just starting, I think we're at phase four now. Or I think we might just start in phase four. So I would probably say maybe around the holiday, maybe like November.
Oh my gosh, that's so far.
Guys, are they checking the temperature before you go in?
There's spots. I just actually went to Benchmark last week, and this is the first spot that I've been to that as soon as I walked up,
they had a temperature thing. That is crazy.
I'm about to start carrying one around. I'm not going to lie. Crazy.
Could you imagine, Danny, you walk up to the bouncer, like, hey, fam, I know the DJ, and he's like, no, you can't get in, and you pull out your own thermometer, you check yourself. You're like, bro, I'm good.
Or he's be like, you're hot, and you're like, oh, thanks. Thank you. Oh, wait, I got to go?
Okay. Hey, Lou, thank you so much, man. Hey, let people know if they want to come kick it with you and party with you. Where can they do it at?
You can actually just follow my social media, Lou_Baker. Right now, I'm only doing Wednesdays. I'm part of Splash Brothers. So, yeah, just stay in tune with me.
Save I like it. Wednesday.
Lou_Baker. Hit him up. Lou, thanks so much for joining the show, all right?
Yeah, thanks.
No problem.
So many questions.
Holidays?
That doesn't surprise me. Are you surprised? Holidays? Why are you surprised?
I guess I got to go get this Bad Bunny ticket.
Abe and Nina on a commercial-free Tuesday here on B96. It's also a TMI Tuesday, because sometimes you just need a little too much information. And today, it's about something you may bring on vacation, or might not. We'll explain next on B96.
Brand new music, Super Lonely, Benay on B96. Chicago's new hit music, by the way.
It is.
So it is 8:30, and this is what we usually do each and every Tuesday at 8:30. We know that the kids are sleeping.
Mm.
maybe in day camp or off to some summer festival or something.
Festival.
So we know that we can have adult-like conversations. And the best part about this half hour, I got to be honest, is how we tiptoe and dance.
Around the topic.
Around the topic. I was trying to think of La Cucaracha. Like, you know, because then you dance around the sombrero.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing right now.
That's what we're doing right now.
And today's topic is about the toys you take on vacation. Do you take your toys on vacation?
Now, you know how little kids, like, if you're going to go somewhere, you want to make sure you have their favorite toy because the kid might go crazy.
Right.
Now, this topic, though, has nothing to do with men.
Mostly females.
Not mostly. What guy's taking a toy on a trip?
I don't know, unless he was the one carrying it for his girl. Okay, so this has to do with girls.
Thank you.
So when you go and you pack your suitcase and you're planning for your vacation,
Ladies, listen.
Do you make sure to add your toy with you so you have it?
So little kids have toys to have fun, and sometimes adult women
have toys too. Do you bring yours? You hear stories all the time about how it's gone off, like when you're going through security and stuff. I had a friend that was getting ready to go for a trip, and she was really mad because she forgot to pack it. And I was like, what?
Are you talking about the trip that you just went on?
I was trying not to throw under the bus. But she was like, I forgot my toy. And I was like, do people do this? People bring toys on vacation?
She's like, my Barbie.
877.
Or Ken, whatever she calls it.
I really didn't even want to know about it. 877-591-9696.
Ladies.
Do you bring your toys on vacation?
Now, my initial thought would be no.
Honestly.
Because it's like, why would you bring a toy on vacation? Why would you bring your toys on vacation? There's toys.
There.
There. You're bringing sand to the beach.
But maybe you just
have to
make
sure.
Toys
to the beach.
But if you just want to make sure that you have a sandy beach, maybe you do.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I just watched the movie, I think it's called Desperados on Netflix.
Right.
And there's a scene where she gets to this resort and the guy's like trying to take her bag from her.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no, I got my bag. And he's like, no, ma'am, I'll take it up to your room. And then all of a sudden on the floor, her air quotes, Barbie and Ken popped out. And then the kid picks it up and he's like, oh, cool. What is this, mom?
Yeah. 877-591-9696. Maybe you didn't have a moment like that.
Swimming suit, got it. Toothbrush, got it. Where's my Ken and Barbie at?
There it is, right there in its little spot in the suitcase. Do you bring your toys on vacation? It's a TMI Tuesday on B96. All right, we're inside of a TMI Tuesday. Naomi on the north side. So are you one of those people that makes sure you have your toothbrush, your bikini, and your toy when you go on vacation?
No.
Simple as that, Nina.
No. Do you know people that do?
Yeah, I have a friend that does, but I don't, mainly because it's really loud, and I'm scared that it's also going to, like, go off in security.
Yeah, man. Oh, you hear those horror
not
stories.
Not because, that's so funny to me, Naomi, because it's like, it's not that you're not bringing the toy because, you know, some other reason. It's just that it's loud.
It's yeah, like, my mother found it too.
Oh my God.
In my room. She was snooping in my closet and I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
You're like, why are you touching Ken and Barbie? Leave them alone.
Those are my toys.
She saw it and I told her, just walk away. Don't ask me questions.
Okay.
That's probably a
thanks
good
for
move,
the call.
Naomi.
This is interesting. Kayla in Palatine. Nina has a question for you.
Kayla, do you make sure that your toy is packed perfectly in your suitcase?
Absolutely.
Okay. See, I didn't even have to finish the sentence.
Does it have like a little case?
No.
Does it, do you, I mean, like what? I don't understand this.
I mean, some of them come with like little bags. So okay. As long as I have, you know, the bags and make sure I have the chargers and the like cleaning stuff, we're all set. I have my kit to go and we're good.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, she has their to-go kit. I like that. So Kayla, does it matter what kind of vacation it is or is it a specific kind of vacation
No.
where your little friend gets to come?
No. No, not at all. It comes with me.
Okay.
I get it, Kayla. I get it. Sometimes you just have to make sure that playtime is set aside every day.
I just don't understand why you can't just, you know, sometimes you go to the park and play in the sandbox by yourself. You know, sometimes you don't have a pail and a sand bucket, right?
Well, I mean, she wants to make sure. She wants to make sure she has her
thanks,
tools.
Kayla. I appreciate it. Oh, my goodness.
Sarah in Bridgeport. Okay, to bring your toys or not to bring your toys on vacation is the question. Do you do it?
I feel like there's a couple of circumstances. How long is this trip?
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Sarah,
ladies.
It's a week. It's a week-long trip.
A week-long trip. Am I with my family or with my friends?
Very
your
good
friends.
Question.
Your friends.
No, let's say your family. Okay. I want to hear the answer to this.
Family? Hell no. With my friend? That's probably.
I mean, what if you're sharing a room
with
your
friend? That's what I'm saying. In the shower?
Oh, I guess so.
I mean, no. Usually, like, probably shower. Like, yeah. I wouldn't get the same room as them.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to bring your rubber ducky to keep you comfortable in the shower.
Exactly.
It's a new place. I'm scared.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
That right there should be the soundtrack to Nina at 9:30.
Yeah, rolling I know, in the right? Deep. We're rolling in the deep, guys. Are you the type of person that waits for somebody to apologize first? Like, you refuse to do it? If so, I'm talking to you. It is Nina at 9:30, and it's all little nuggets about life, because I always say, we're out here, we're doing life together. And I got this message sent to me on my DM, at Nina on the air, and today we're going to call her Brittany. But Brittany got into a fight with one of her friends over 4th of July weekend. They both said some nasty stuff. It sounds like they're both at fault, but she's like, I haven't heard from her. She hasn't apologized. She hasn't said anything. Mm. And my biggest pet peeve in life is bad communication. Like, I really hate when, I shouldn't say hate, but it's not easy for everybody to do. But terrible communication is the worst, because there's so many different interpretations of what you think is happening. So my advice to her and anybody else that's in situations like this is, it's okay to apologize. Now, not be the person that's always out there saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Don't apologize for something you didn't do, but apologizing and acknowledging when you're wrong is a sign of strength. It's hard to do, and not everybody can, but it really is a sign of strength. So if you can reach out and be like, I'm sorry for what I said, I mean, your girl's got to apologize too.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with doing it first. You are a strong one if you can do that.
It's extremely difficult. I actually saw my friend do it online the other day, and I was like shocked. And not because of him, but just because I don't think I'd ever seen anyone in the middle of an argument apologize and admit they were wrong because they were given information. It was the weirdest thing. He was calling, it was a black dude calling black people racist. Okay. And then the way he was explaining it, somebody was like, that's prejudice. That's not racism. And then they put this stuff in the thing and he's like, oh, I guess I was wrong.
But how cool.
And I was like, whoa, wow. What just happened?
And if more people can acknowledge when they're wrong and just apologize, that communication becomes so much clearer. And what's more important to you? Your pride
being right.
Or your friendship?
Being right.
Okay, see? why don't we show them how it goes?
I'm not apologizing. You know that.
See, I'll be the strong person in the room.
Do it.
Gabe, when we had that misunderstanding where we both said mean things to each other, I'm sorry for what I said because I love you.
Cool.
What? No, you better apologize or we're not talking to you.
I gotta go.
All right, silent treatment is back. You see what I'm saying?
Is it though?
Bye. How was that? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Were you mad, sad, or laughing?
I'm listening back to it. I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that one thing? Well, either way, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Continue to listen to them, because we're going to keep putting them up there. All right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.